Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. God bless you. Blessing to be back in the house of the Lord again. Amen. Let's pray that that old-time religion never leave us.
Amen.
It would carry like Jesus Christ did. Amen. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 24. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are ever grateful and thankful that you have given us this opportunity, Lord, to come together to worship. Father, we are praying that your Holy Spirit has come in every heart, Father, that we will be united as one. God, for we know that you are great, Lord, and everything that you promised, Lord, will be brought to pass. Lord, we ask you that we be in the place that we should be, that we forget about all things, God, that's not concerning you. Lord Jesus, we ask you to love us and to bless us and give us strength that we may love one another wherever we are, that we always keep the bride of Jesus Christ in our hearts. We ask you to remember those in the Sunday school class and bless them, Father, that they may receive a blessing, that they grow stronger, Lord, and grow up to be towers in your word. We ask you to bless Brother Dale this morning, Father, touch his body, bless his spirit, God, that he may have that to us, bring to us this morning, God, that which we have need of. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully.
He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from God of his salvation.
This is the generation of them that seek him.
Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty and high.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 115, isn't he wonderful? Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't he wonderful? Thank you, Lord. Let's try that. Page 115. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. My Lord, wonderful, with all your heart, isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful?
wonderful. Hallelujah. Eyes have seen, ears have heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Let's stand at your feet with all your heart. Isn't he wonderful? Let him know he's wonderful. Hallelujah. Isn't Jesus my Lord? Yes, Lord, you're wonderful. Hallelujah. Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? One last time. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Yes, he is. Glory. Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Amen. Give the Lord another hand clap this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's so wonderful. My Lord, I just thank him this morning. My goodness. He's so worthy. You know, every time I think about how the Lord just led our lives and directed us down to be among you brothers and sisters, it's an honor and a privilege. I never would have imagined as a young man coming in here and didn't know the plan of the Lord. Didn't know I would be coming back with kids and a wife and a family and being amongst you. But the Lord had a plan, you know, over 20, 25, 30 years ago. Look at it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He's wonderful, my brothers and sisters. Amen. We'll get ready for the word. You excited this morning? Amen. Open the eyes of our heart. Amen.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you, oh Lord, I want to see you,
amen.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, oh Lord, open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you.
Praise the Lord, brother, I appreciate you, brother.
To see you, to see you high and lifted up, Lord, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy,
amen.
Lifted up, shining in the light of your glory,
you loving.
Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Amen and amen and amen. And you know, if you want to, he'll make a way for you to see him. Amen. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures, turn to Joel 2, where we're at last service, and Hosea 6. Joel 2, Hosea 6. Good to see our sister back there, back with us. Say, welcome, sister. And everything, so we just praise the Lord for all things. Remember now, we'll announce it way ahead of time where we can get to do it, but there will be a special minister ministering. Brother Luis would have to give you his name. He will be on December the 6th, which is a Wednesday, so remember that and pray for him. And then now to announce it way ahead of time, the fellowship meeting will be here in January, so that will and be getting everything ready for the fellowship meeting time. Okay? Is that all the announcements? Brother Joe Green will be ministering this coming Wednesday. So remember that. Remember, we'll be trying to take him hunting for a little bit and have a little break sometime. Okay? Anything else? All right. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love and understanding. Thank you for all things, Lord, and we just praise your great name. We ask you now to come among us in a mighty way and just, Lord, speak to our hearts and our lives that we may walk in you, because that is what we desire, Lord. Just bless each one. Remember the sick among us. Reach down and touch each one, Lord. Remember Brother Al there with a lot of problems, troubles with his blood pressure and things, and just take that all out of way and make it be. And there's many, many other sicknesses among us. So reach down and just do as you said. You said, I've sent my word and healed them and delivered from destruction. So we believe it. Thank you, Father. Guide us now. Forgive our sins and lead us in Jesus' name. Amen. Joel, too. Enjoyed Brother Durrett leading singing. So get him in. We work everybody we can into what we can, because we need them along the way and moving backwards and forth. And that way we can have plenty of help. That was the one thing I was at General Motors. I was an absentee replacement. Well, doing that, see, it's kind of hard to do a lot of times, being an absentee replacement. We call Richard the absentee around here because, you know, and I had to know 40-something jobs, you know, to be able to go and run each one of those jobs, because I was absentee for all of that. And sometimes it was fun, but we got by, and I enjoyed it. All right, Joel 2:22. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. Now listen, see, it's an upward now. We should, I'm trying to, help us all to pull more into an upswing of things, because we need it, you know, and to look and see what is taking place among us in the land, and all ought to be enough to know and realize that we're in the end. Amen. And it's finishing up. So just, that's what we praise God for. For the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit, and the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. Now what's in 1 month is going to come. All right, so it's got to be a quick work. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the pommel worm. My great army, which I sent among you, he permitted it, not he sent it, as to be destructive, but he permitted it to come forth. All right. To be in this day, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. All right. Hosea, I told you it's in about 6 or 8 times of former and latter rain in the scriptures, but just picking out the ones that we, you know, want to read. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days shall he revive us in the third day. See, after 2,000 years, we've done past that 2,000 year bracket. So we're in the third day. Right? All right. So, in the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Amen. Now remember, the kids all practice today. It says all kids practice at 12:50. So remember that, all right? You may be seated. While you're seating, I'll just turn to one more scripture. that I want to read is in James. And I'll just read it. You don't have to turn there. But he said, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Now watch. Be patient unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman, which is Almighty God, right? Waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Now, is it for him, or who is that he? That's us. That's us. That's not, he don't have to have rain. He is the rain. But we need the rain. All right. Now, I want to try to go real fast. And if I get too fast, you slow me down a little. But I want to hurry up and get something to you because I've got about 10 pages to just read. Okay? Not off of Brother Branham, but parts of doing. All right. We're talking about what? Former and latter rain. Now, in the natural, you have that, you have to have rain to, or put rain or put water. So when you plant your crop, your things, you know, tomatoes and all like that, especially vined objects or different objects, it has to be dug up, planted. But you put some water there. All right. And that water is to, make that plant boost forth. All right. You take a seed, beans, etc. You put that in the ground. It needs the moisture to quicken that seed to make it come alive. All right. So then we know that the rain, as we'll read it in a minute, is the Holy Spirit. Okay. All right. See, then we need the rain upon the seed. All right. We covered it last Sunday there, you know, or the other day with the message covering former and latter rain. All right. Now, I tried to emphasize to you heavily about the rain of what it is. It's the Holy Spirit. Now, I said some words there that you misunderstand me and all, but I said like this. I said, well, the importance is not the rain. Now, I went on to emphasize. Now, I'm not talking about that. You got to have the seed first. All right? Now, water without the seed is no good. Seed without the water is no good. All right. So it's not making one greater than the other. It's emphasizing the point that it's very important which seed is planted. Because remember what we tried to cover, that the latter rain is going to produce whatever seed has been planted. We'll read in a minute. The prophet said the Baptists have been planted, the Methodists, the Pentecostals, etc. Or it's going to produce that. Okay? You say, yeah, but that's very deceiving for God to do that. That's what he does. He does it to see if you and I will be able to stay with the word. All right. Get the message then, anointed ones, and study that. We won't try to emphasize much other than the statement about it. Get the message, anointed ones, to where the rain falls on all. All right. It falls on the just and the unjust. Okay. All right. The same rain that makes your bean come up and grow will make the weeds come up and grow. All right. Because it's the rain then is the moisture that we must have, you know, to the crops. All right. So then now here in the scripture of Hosea, you know, it's talking about the restoration of the bride tree, if you want to call it. You know, return of the years of the cankerworm, palmworm, locust, caterpillar. And he says he'll send the former rain. He said he'll give you the former rain moderately, you know, great in the former rain. All right. Then he says, there as we read it, that it would give you the former and latter rain in the same month. Well, there's no beans, corn, or anything that you can put a seed in the ground and you know, 30 days later you got corn or whatever. It's emphasizing that something is going to happen. All right. Now, I want you to remember this part to keep in your mind. Brother Branham talks of like 200 and something quotes about former and latter rain. All right. Now, don't lose the point of interest to what we're trying to get. See, what's the point? Because that's what I'm aiming at. All right. He mentions former rain for Baptists, latter rain, former rain for the Pentecostal, latter rain, up and down. All right? Coming throughout the message, he's talking about, he says, we're having the latter rain. All right? But then he finishes up in the spoken word as original seed, as we'll read in a minute. He said, you say you've had the latter rain. He says, no, that's not true. He said, because the former rain ain't come yet. All right, get the point. The point is, former rain is planting. Latter rain is harvest or gathering. So no matter what you're talking about, as we'll emphasize in a minute, each church age had a former and latter rain. It may be interesting if we can get to that part, you know, to express it. All right. But see, then don't, that's what I'm saying. When you're reading the message or hearing the prophet, don't think he's only putting former and latter rain into the last days and, you know, that's down here. All right. But there's one thing that is very sure for this down here. This is the age of the quick work. Quick word, as the original says there, where it says he do a short work. It means word. He's going to pour in things fast in the last days. He spoke of in the church age book. He said Laodicea would be a very short age. All right? Now, comparing to the other ages, it is to be a very short age and time. So God is going to do something here. But don't misunderstand me when I bring, and you'll see me come all the way up to here, and then we get to laying on hard a former and latter rain in our day. Just remember that I've read and studied, and I'll be glad to give you the quotes they're laying on the table at the house of where Brother Branham would be talking about former rain, and he'd say, we have had the latter rain. All right? But see, there's a point that it, he was getting to. It was right. You know what? When he said former rain in the Baptist, former rain in the Methodist or whatever, and he'd bring that out, and he'd bring out the former rain in the Pentecostals and the latter rain, he's right. Okay? It's got to be placed correctly to be understood about it. But what he's saying is right. He doesn't come on later and say, I was wrong back there about the rain. No, he gets the emphasis of the point of the Pentecostals were the, and I'm just laying this down and we'll back up. The Pentecostals got into the move of God, the gifts and the thing, and they said they had the latter rain. All right? Now he says, no, he said, you haven't had the former rain yet. All right, now what's he's got to be talking of a specific point or a thought. All right? So you got to get to the message to where this age has the split condition. What? To bring back the faith of the fathers. All right? Then to go on unto the prophet's message to carry it on. So watch that now and don't get lost and come. Well, Brother Dale don't understand because I know where he's. Yeah. Brother Branham will call the Baptist having a latter rain. Because any move of God is the Holy Spirit moving among those people. And we'll get to it in a minute. Each age did have a former and a latter rain. Every age had it. All right. But then this age is going to pour in because it's going to have to be returned to the faith of the fathers. Right. 327 church age book. Messenger do two things. And then it'll have to not only turn back to hearts of Father, but he'll bring his message, which is the revealing of the entire Word of God. All right. Now, because we know that it's... Okay, let's get to the point. James says that the husbandman waiteth patiently. In other words, God has been patient with you and I, waiting on us to come in the last days to understand. Okay. All right. Now, watch the former message, because the former rain, the teaching rain, remember you're talking about rain, but you're talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the rain that you're talking about. The move of God among us, okay? Now we'll start and we'll read just a little while and then I'll drop back and try to finish the message by preaching it, okay? So go ahead and pull number one, brothers, and we'll get started. because I want to read some, and then I want to drop back and get the message and drive it hard to where we can see. Okay. Off the message of the anointed ones at the end time. He said, therefore, the rain dropping down upon the natural vegetation of the earth is a type of the spiritual rain which gives eternal life, dropping down upon the church. For we call it the former rain and the latter rain. And it's a rain, all right, pouring out of God's Spirit upon His church. What is the rain now? Remember, former rain and latter rain is the same rain. It's the same water. It's just the position you're putting it in. One of them is to start it. The other one is to make it come to a harvest. All right? But it's the same rain. Okay? Now, remember this, as we'll try to get to it in a minute. Remember, the rain doesn't change the seed. That's why I emphasized in that message so much about the seed. See, the seed is the same. That's why when the rain falls, it's going to produce Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, Branhamites. It's going to produce it because the rain is what makes the crop come up. But remember, you didn't plant all them weeds, right? But you got them, all right? And they'll be there, so... Remember the one thing now, the water you pour on to the bean you put in the ground, don't change it to a cucklebur. It produces a bean. But the cucklebur doesn't change and produce beans, it's a cucklebur. Alright? See, whatever the seed you have, and see why it's so important for us to follow the message. To get it in the correct order, one God, the water baptism, no eternal hells, the seals, the thing, all to have it perfectly laid down in order to where that we can see what God is going to quicken. Because He's going to quicken that He has planted. All right. Now remember, He didn't plant all the seed. Remember, there's two seeds there. One of them is the Son of Man sowing the seed, but the other is the devil sowing his seed. All right? But remember, the same rain that makes the wheat come up is the same rain that makes that thistle or whatever you want to call it or different thing, it'll make it come up too. As a matter of fact, it'll come up quicker. All right? Now, but then, see, what are we looking at? What is the former rain and the latter rain? It's the pouring out of God's Spirit for what it's doing. Okay? And it's making manifest whatever seed you plant. So now this, emphasize this in your thoughts. Hold this point in your mind. That you're going to, I hopefully see today why things are so said by the prophet a certain way to where that it will blind those who cannot understand. Now, I say the Holy Spirit had him to say those things. You know, not that he planned to say them. All right? But it was just said in a certain way. Because like I said, you say former and latter rain. Well, I know where he quoted it here. I've got these quotes here where former and latter rain was back in 54. Well, praise God. That's right. That's right. The former rain and latter rain was in the days of Martin Luther. John Wesley. It was in the church age. It was all the way back. Former and latter rain was always back into the Old Testament. Right, watch that now as we get to it in a minute. But I want to read this part where it'll stay on your mind. Go to spoken word number one. That was 1A. Go to number one, which is spoken word as the original seed. 62:3-18. I believe it's near the harvest time. The seed's been planted. Denominational seed of the churches. Now remember this. I try to tell you something to help you. Remember, this is 62. He's talking about the rain. He's going to talk about the former and latter rain. And then he's going to turn around and say, you haven't had the latter rain. Okay? He said, because you haven't had the former. See, that's what I said. In our minds, we can get it so confused. Don't try to figure it out. Just listen. Like I said, you say, well, Brother Dale, I've got a lot of quotes here where Brother Ryan talking about former and latter rain. Amen. I just stated where it'd be. Every church age has former and latter rain. But then it's got to come to a short, quick work in the last days. Okay, now, the seed's been planted, denominational seeds of the churches, such as evangelicals, like Baptist and Presbyterian and Lutheran, and the Pentecostal seeds been planted into the Pentecostal organization by great men like Oral Roberts, Tommy Hicks, Tommy Osborne, great men of God, see. And I believe the Word of God has been planted unadulterated away from any of those organizations. 62. Then he gets in the same message and says Malachi 4 ain't come yet. So he's talking about the Bible as far as man knew before you coming into the prophet's message. I've preached that. I hope it'll at least lay in your mind enough to think. All right. Look now, watch what he said. That's what's the matter. The seed plant must have seed water before it can grow. It must have water to fall before the seed that's been planted can grow. Now will you say, Brother Branham, there's been our, I know, that's right, catching your thought now, and you see you just can't hide it. See, all right, so be careful what you're thinking. What were they thinking? Brother Branham, we're in the latter rain. Because that was the Pentecostal move, the idea. We're in the latter rain. He said, okay, you've had rain. That's what he just said. But watch him now. He's picking up the thoughts of the people of what they're saying. And the Pentecostals, you Pentecostals know what I'm talking about. You come up through latter rain. Brother Brown said they had all kind of rains. All right? And see, you thought that, and I'll read where Brother Branham said, people thought that was the finishing up. He said, when it wasn't, said the former hadn't even come.
That's right.
All right, so listen. Now the seed must be planted. Then it must have water in order to grow. Now you say, well, Brother Branham, I'm going to express your thought. Thought there. We've had the water. So be it.
Right.
That's correct. You have had the water. Then he turned around and says, you ain't had the latter rain. But he's telling them that's right. We'll get to that in a minute. What produced in the days of 1906? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Right? And what? You plant cabbage or anything, seeds or something, nothing like that. Usually you got a water there. Just pour a little on them, see, all right. But now wait. What did we have in that planting time? The former rain. Oh, you say, Brother Branham, nonsense. In other words, we've had the latter rain. You're talking about former rain. That's why they couldn't understand it. He was standing there telling them that their rain that they had was not what they thought it was. Right? It was not the quickening to the going away. They thought it was. That's your Pentecostal people. They still think that. Said, now wait a minute. You take the word former in Joel and look at it and see if the Hebrew word, you go to the Hebrew and see if it don't. If you want to write it down, M-O-U-R-E-H, mora, and get the Hebrew word, interpret, see, what mora means. Teaching, the teaching rain has went forth. The denominational teaching rain has went forth. 1,044,000 Baptists, so-and-so, so-and-so, members in the church, Oral Roberts, them brothers with the Pentecostal move, the great Pentecostal move, they moved up until the millions. That's right. And the seed has went forth. The word for the minority, the group. Who's he talking about? Himself. The restoring of the faith of the fathers had been preached in 62 by the prophet. And remember the word mora. Mora means teaching. The former rain, it says that mora rain, the teaching rain. teaching rain went forth. Billy Graham has struck the world. The Pentecostal struck the world. And the Word has struck the world. See, he had come in there and wedging in that faith of the fathers, he knew exactly where he was at. What's the matter now? It's now waiting for the latter rain. That's when she produces her fruit. Well, I hope you get here. Then the kind of seed you have planted in your field will be the kind of crop you'll reap. If it's a denomination, wants more members, that's what they're going to get. That's what they have. Remember? Now, I've gotten the Pentecostal move. Remember what I say in the last message? It's going to produce. You say latter rain. Brother Run said the latter rain will cover the earth. It's not just latter rain for the bride only. There's never been any thought there like that by the prophet. He's always brought you former latter rain, former latter rain. I mean, when you get a former rain, remember, there's going to be a latter rain to follow that. Because why would you want to put a former rain if you didn't do it? All right? They're going to get what they've gotten. The Pentecostal wants more. Pentecostals, that's what they're going to get. Right? But the Word is going to produce sons and daughters of God. All right? Now, where is that supposed to be? Coming in a minute. You put it down. All right? Now listen. Go ahead to the next one. Someone asked him about the word, you know, former rain and all, former and latter. The word former is the Hebrew word mora, mora which means teaching. In other words, it'll be a teaching rain and a harvest rain. Now, we've had the teaching rain, and we're ready now for the harvest rain. You know, the first rain is when you plant the seed that starts your crop growing. Then just before it matures, there comes another crop. That's what it's called. Now, remember, it'll be a teaching rain and a harvest rain. We've had the teaching rain and we're ready for the harvest rain. Then God corrects the man in his message and says, as of yet, Malachi 4 is not fulfilled. In other words, you haven't preached your message yet. But see, they were saying, the Pentecostals, even under Brother Branham, trying to bring the message as he was, they were saying that they had the latter rain. He said, no. He said, you haven't had the latter rain. But yet he'd say, you know, we've had the teaching rain. Now his message ain't even come into being yet. But he's right. He had to do the work. All right. Come on, let's see. We found out it was over. All right. Let me just drop down and preach a little because I've got a bunch of quotes. There's one I want especially, though. He said, we've had the teaching rain. Latter rain. Go. Oh, we better get number three. Pull number three. The resume of the church ages. And he said this church age started right after the turn of the century, and it was in the ages in which the true church would return to being the bride. She was at Pentecost. Now, we can believe that or not, but that's what he said is going to take place. We know that there must be a necessity, be a return of the dynamic power. The believers sense this in their spirit and begin crying to God for a new outpouring such as was in the first century. What seemed to be the answer came as many began to speak in tongues and manifest gifts of the Spirit. It was then believed that this was indeed the long-awaited restoration, or latter rain. Now watch. It was not, for the latter rain can come only after the former rain, which is the spring or teaching rain. The latter rain then is the harvest rain. How could this be the real thing when the teaching rain had not come? He said just a little bit before then, we've done had the teaching rain. I mean, that don't hit with you. You don't read and listen. You know, read to try to get understanding. Right? You've got to read it over and over. Why would a prophet be telling those Pentecostal people, you've had rain, you've had water, you've had teachings, and but said you haven't had the latter rain? Come on. Look what he's saying. See, they're saying right here in this period gap of time that they don't have ever. He said, the former, which is the spring of rain, the latter rain then is the harvest. How could this be real, the real thing, when the teaching rain had not come? The prophet messenger who was to be sent to teach the people, turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the fathers, had not yet come. They tried to tell those Pentecostal people, you've had the move of God. The works of God is among you. The gifts is among you. But yet you're saying latter rain. He said, no. He said, you haven't even heard the former. Come on. Thus what was thought to be the restoration and the final quickening unto the rapture had not come. See, they thought it'd come. The Pentecost, this is it. We're ready to go. Kind of reminds me of a lot of people in 72, 73, and 74 that some of you older ones can remember when, oh yes, I told a dream that I'd have a little girl that would be about this tall. And I told it in about 1970, and they said, well, you're going to miss it because rapture's coming in 73. Okay. I just tell the dream it's a dream. You know what? I got the little girl. She's a little bit bigger than that now, but I got the little girl. All right? But you see, the Pentecostals thought it was over, that they had it all. That's why you see it among the ministers of this message. They don't want what Brother Branham said. They still want the moves, the goings, the great things, the great anointings. I don't make light, but they say, well, he was anointed. Look at him. His shirt is wet. You know, thinking those are the things. No. The Pentecostals had you beat because they wouldn't even wear short sleeves and they stayed wet. But listen, church, what are we doing? This message is supposed to be the thing. And that's what I'm trying to show you. Right in one message. Read it. I've asked you to read spoken words of reading. Don't see. How many of you read it? Okay. I got a few hands. But 98% didn't raise their hand. Okay, listen. In the spoken word of the original seed, Brother Branham brought his message. And he preached the pure unadulterated word and he said it had struck the world. But then something happened and he said, something's wrong. God told him to go back. He rewrote it, brought it back down. And God told him, you can read it right out of spoken original seed and the church age book, brought him right back through his message right to the same place. And when he got to that place, he said, what am I going to do, Lord? He said, as of yet, Malachi 4 is not fulfilled. That's 1962. We thought Malachi 4 was fulfilled in the 50s. 60s. Wasn't. No, he said it wasn't.
Amen.
But are we going to believe him or our own ideas? Now listen, look what Brother Brown says about Azusa Street. Thus what was thought to be the restoration and the final quickening unto the rapture had not come. And it was a mixture, what, Azusa Street, of the unrighteous partaking of spiritual blessings and manifesting in the Holy Ghost as we have kept pointing out to you. In it also was devil power as men were under the control of the devil. Yet no one seemed to realize it. Then to prove that it was not the real, these people, even before the second generation had appeared, organized and wrote their unscriptural doctrines and built their own fences as every other group ahead of them has done. Now you tell me that ain't happening to people this message.
Right.
I want to give you about an hour's message on it, okay?
Amen.
You think it ain't already happened that they've done the same thing in this message? Unscriptural. See? Go ahead to number 4. Better read these if I don't get all the rest of it. Back spoken word original seed. And what we're trying to do, they're trying to manufacture a latter rain. Nonsense. They said nonsense on that quote a while ago about him. He said nonsense back. Right? Why, the latter rain will sweep the world. Oh. The latter rain will sweep the world? And Brother Dale, I thought you said the other day that you believed in a revival coming, but there was not going to be a worldwide sweeping revival. There won't be. But the latter rain will sweep the world. It'll sweep the world. Now that's what he's saying, so go ahead. Brother, being a form of rain, sowing words, that's right. Now you see what the latter rain produced. Now you'll see what, you'll find out there'll be an affiliation. The Pentecostals and all the groups will come together and they'll shut the doors on them guys that won't listen to you. It won't even be allowed to open your mouth, right? That's when he'll come. That's when he'll show. That's when you'll see a rain. Oh my, lay still, be quiet. He's not coming until the pressure comes. But yet we got all this. He's here and he's this. He come in 63 and he was here and he's done this and he's done, got all of those things. He said the Lord's going to come when they start closing our doors. Well, we've been a long time and ain't closed them yet. Don't you worry about it. They're getting everything ready. And then it'll fall. I tried my best to tell you years ago what was going to take place. Experienced it and seen it. When they broke in this front door up here, the old door came in. And when a little brother come in, sat down here with us and fellowship with us for a few months, and you talking about a spiritual crying, weeping man. Every service he was in the altars crying, crying and screaming out to God. I walked up to him one day and I said, brother, I said, something's telling me that you're a government agent that has come in here to check us out. He just froze stiff. He never blinked. He never moved. I said, just do a good job. I said, don't tell no lies on us. I said, report it like it is. Tell it like it is. And I said, I'm telling you, I won't tell nobody for a while. He come on to church for a few weeks. Then he left and he went down to a church in Atlanta, going on down in that way. I never told my wife for 3 months. I was embarrassed to tell anybody. I'm illustrating it. You know how wonderful, sweet, blessing Brother Tatum was? That, I mean, you could just say Jesus and he'd just cry and just worship. That man had him beat 10-1. He stayed in the altar more than he did anything else. But yet something told me. And I went and told him. Then I told you there the other day something that the Lord had showed me. Was you listening? They ain't putting signs on these churches anymore that says this is a Baptist church. They're putting some kind of a shallow or this, that, or the other. They're putting some kind of a name on them. They're taking down their Baptist names. They're taking down their Methodist names. They're putting up these all kind of names. Yeah. Worship center. But right here. Well, what are you looking for? Go ahead, number five. Still in spoken word original seed. This is in the evening service. Look, God has promised, be careful, God has promised Malachi 4 for this last days, and Malachi 4 has not yet has been fulfilled. It hasn't been fulfilled. That's what God told him. get the message, read the book. And then when the prophet puts it, they put it in there, what the Lord told him to rewrite. The Lord told him Malachi 4 hadn't been fulfilled. He thought it had. He thought he'd preached the seals. He did in 57 or somewhere along in there, he preached on the seal. He thought all that was done. That's why he was telling them brothers. But then when this message came, it brought him alive. That's why I said to you, the prophet's message began somewhere in the 62s and lasted for 3.5 years. Listen. And Malachi 4 has not yet has been fulfilled. But it must be fulfilled for it's a Jermatized word spoken through Malachi the prophet. Jesus referred to it to be just before the coming of Christ a second time. And then it comes through the scriptures that the Gentile dispensation is to be finished with the church age. When this anointed messenger arrives, of course, he will plant the seed of the entire Bible. Watch how perfect that man's understanding was. Read that next statement. The Gentile dispensation is to be finished with the church age. When this anointed messenger arrives, of course he'll plant the seed of the entire Bible. Watch him. Plumb from the serpent. That's Genesis, right? To the messenger in the former reign. Looks like he would have said latter reign. Because at that time he hadn't sold the former. So he's going to come. This man that's come on the scene is going to what? Bring us the word, plant the entire Bible from the serpent to the messenger in the former reign. Why did he say entire Bible and say it like that? Then it looks like it's going to be an addition. Those seals were not an added thing to the Bible, but it was of no man knowed anything about it. Come on, church. Then he'll be rejected by denominational people as his forefather, John Elijah was. What about it? Go ahead. Let's see, wait a minute. Roll that back down because we're missing part. Maybe. Wait a minute. Yeah, this is it. Malachi 3 planted a former reign and was rejected by the churches. The denomination, the Pharisees and Sadducees in his day. Malachi 3, planted a former reign. Watch that in a minute as we pick it up. The Pharisees, no. Jesus came. Who introduced Jesus? Malachi 4. Malachi 3 had planted a former reign and was rejected by the churches. Well, he just missed. It should have been Malachi 4. You go do what you want to. I ain't listening to you. Jesus came and had the Mount Transfiguration showdown. This forerunner of the last day. Who's he? Malachi 4. Will sow for the former rain. He's exactly right in his statement up here. To the messenger of the former rain. Jesus will be the showdown between denominations and creeds, which is his word, when he comes, a showdown, the rapture of his bride. We're not going to go out there and fight them. Boy, bless God, I can just see that battle of Armageddon. We just, listen, the rapture is going to prove what's right. Listen, the first was Mount Carmel, Elijah, Mount Carmel. The second was Mount Transfiguration, Jesus in Matthew 17. Transfigured. Look. And the third will be Mount Zion. Rapture. Mount Zion. Rapture. Okay. Now hang on a minute with me. Go ahead and clear that off because we ain't going to be using the board for a little bit. I want you to think about former and latter rain. I illustrated it the last service and I illustrated a good bit now. that former rain is teaching rain, latter rain is more like harvest rain or gathering rain or whatever, and you see, you put your water on to get it to plant, to multiply, you know, or reproduce and start it growing. Then you need rain all the way through, but then when you come to the last, you need a good rain, right at the older ones that's here. You say, well, thank God for that inch and a half of rain we got last night. That ought to be enough to make my garden produce. You know, because you know you're having the last rain you're going to get. Because it's going to start drying up. All right. Now, but the outpouring of the Spirit of God is that rain, whether it be former rain, latter rain, whether it be cornerstone faith or headstone, it's the same Lord Jesus Christ. The rain is the same. It's just according to whatever it's to produce. Okay. Now if I can read my own notes. So listen very carefully. As we start something and watch. Now listen. I'm trying to instruct you. All right. Watch each thing be the same. When we get it, and especially the ages, you'll see what happened in the first age happens in the second age, happens in the third age, happens in the fourth age, happens in the fifth age, happens in the sixth age, and then something special happens in the seventh. So just remember that and listen. So I just wrote down this point. There's always to be, in scriptural matters, a former and a latter rain. Because if God ever brings a former rain, he is going to bring the latter rain. That's a promise. Because he won't leave it, said, my word won't return unto me void. All right. Now, each time God moves, now get this thought. Each time God moves, it'll be a former and a latter. A former and a latter. Every time he moves will be that. So get that thought in your mind. I wrote down, do you understand? Remember, the former rain is the pouring out of God upon the church to bring the church and start it. Latter rain will be a harvest rain or a quickening to the rapture. So let's back up. There was a man came on the scene back there one time. And the Old Testament was coming to an end. And as that Old Testament was coming to an end, you can go back with former and latter rain back through all of that. But we're just picking up at that point. As the Old Testament was coming to an end and the New Testament coming into being, what took place? It wasn't Jesus just stepping out there and I'm this. No, he had to have an introducer. He had to have someone to forerun him. John the Baptist forerun the coming of the Lord Jesus. And proclaimed and said, behold the Lamb of God, John 1:29 or 28, right in there. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He introduced the Messiah. Now listen, his message was to introduce the Messiah. Okay? He preached a former rain. Are you listening? If you're sleepy, wake up. Don't try to write too much today either, because you're going to get behind. All right? You'll get the tape and replay it. And I ask you, but you're not going to do it, so then you're going to lose, and then you're going to say, I said something I didn't say. And then when you do, we're going to get the tape and play it. And I'm going to say, it's been said, I said so-and-so, and I didn't say it, and here's the tape. We're going to play it, because I've tried to drive to get you to listen. So at least if you'll listen, it'll work. All right? John's message was to introduce the Messiah. But it was more than just to introduce the Messiah. It was to turn the Old Testament away from that Old Testament form and pointing it toward the New Testament. Now, are you listening? Toward the New Testament. That message that John was a former rain. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world was the former rain. He was to bring in, Brother Brown said he was a keystone standing between the Old and New Testament. All right? Now going on to Jesus Christ, so don't misunderstand me. But see, he introduced Jesus Christ. Then Jesus Christ was the latter rain to what John had preached, or the production of the seed that John had planted and produced. Are you with me? The Lord Jesus, when John said to behold the Lamb of God, there he stood. What? God alive in human flesh. The living Word was standing upon the earth. There's your latter rain. It was ready to be harvested. But there was so much more to be left that wasn't finished. All right? See, then Jesus, now try to hurry it up. Now try to pick it up fast now. See, then Jesus turned around and he preached the message. He had a form of rain, a teaching rain. Preached his whole message for 3.5 years with the disciples. The disciples heard that word and believed it, went to Pentecost, and Pentecost quickened that word. See, the answer to John's message was the coming forth of the Lord Jesus. The answer to Jesus' message was a people that would come forth to be the body of Jesus Christ. All right. See, then John's message was what produced the Lord Jesus. See, the former rain produced the latter. You get the former, you're going to automatically get the latter. It's not that he breaks down and forgets about us. No, So let's follow the example throughout the Word. John introduced Jesus. That was his message. Jesus was the latter rain to his message. Jesus preached the message to the disciples. They had to go to Pentecost and wait for the Holy Ghost to fall, which was the latter rain. Now listen, they had heard the word, and then the latter rain, the Holy Spirit, fell on the day of Pentecost to make alive what they had heard. All right. So it produced the latter rain. See, then Pentecost, see, the word that they heard was made alive. It became the latter rain, or the word quickened by the Spirit of God to make that a rain for them, a harvest or collecting. When I'm using harvest until I get to the last days, remember, Brother Branham used harvest. So harvest doesn't mean that it was over with back there. It means a collecting and getting ready for the next. Okay, listen. All right. Then the disciples, what's their message? The disciples in their former reign teached to the people the faith of the fathers. The stature of a perfect man. See, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, built on the foundation of apostles, prophets, Jesus Christ. All right? You follow what I'm saying? John preached the message. Jesus was the latter to that former. Jesus preached the message to the disciples. Was the latter rain to that, or the living word. Living word. Just as Jesus was the living word that was standing. There stands a bride, a living word. And as she does, she has a message. The book of Acts. She brought the faith of the Father. She began to teach it. It was answered with the book of Acts. Acts of the Holy Ghost in the church. Which was the latter rain to what those disciples begin to preach. All right? The word was made alive, and that become the body of Jesus Christ. All right? Which was the book of Acts, or the alive word, the latter rain to the former that the disciples had preached. An alive word in the people. See, listen to it all the way down. You'll see it tie right in what Wade's talking about. Because you got your white horse rider. It was the people. Red horse rider. It was the people. Black horse rider. It was the people. Then we say, Brother Branham, eagle. Brother Branham said he just come to make way for the eagles. We don't listen. And watch. As we start to church ages, watch it. The Apostle Paul standing at the ending up of the book of Acts. You remember your messenger coming at the end of the age. Paul standing there proclaimed the message to the first church at Ephesus. The people believed that message, and as they believed that message, it became a latter rain to what Paul had preached, or a quickening, or a making alive of that word. See, it becomes the latter rain. The proof that it was the word, then remember there's going to be another age to come. I'm having to skip, but just get it. See, what happened with the disciples produced what happened with Paul. Paul coming out from the book of Acts took his message to the first church age. His message was the former rain. The people making that message alive became latter rain people. Our alive word. Out of that, now listen and watch the connection and the star steps. If you see the statue of a perfect man, watch the star steps. Watch it step up and your messenger comes to the end of the age. Sure, what Paul brought started pulling down and going down, but remember, there was still enough in our alive word until out from that, out from Paul's message that had been brought in the faith of the Father, come Irenaeus. Irenaeus then preached his message of the age for his time. And as he did, what happened? The people become alive with the word. And they stayed alive enough until it come out from what? Now, if I get them wrong, you keep me. All right. Paul, Irenaeus, Martin. Right? Martin was produced by Paul and Irenaeus, if you're listening, because he was the word. He was the alive word. The original spoken word, original seed, brother Run said, lasted about four ages. Then it started more going into the ground. All right. Don't worry about it going into the ground because it's going to come out. Why? Because it's not over. All right. Martin stood on the word and preached his message. He stood on what he had from Paul and him and brought his message. And when he did, God answered that with a people that made it alive. And from that people that made it alive walked out a man. See? Martin. Brother Brown said it was no greater than Martin. Of all the messengers, it was no greater. He said they never had a service. They didn't have a signs and wonders taking place. But see, you're only looking at dying. I've never looked like that. See, Martin, when he brought his message, he made sure his message was right with Irenaeus and Paul and the book of Acts and John and Jesus. His message was alive. Not a dead letter, but a live man walking out. A messenger coming forth. Now watch it. At the ending up of that age of Martin, messenger comes to the end of the age. Here comes Columba. Ever how you pronounce it? Columba, Columba. Ever how you want to pronounce it. Here he comes forth, stepping out upon what Paul and all them had preached. And he brought his message, which bound together or showed exactly the same God Paul preached. Same God Irenaeus preached. The same God Martin preached. There stood Columba with the same message. And the people made that alive. That was the 1,000 years of dark ages then that struck right into that period of time. And as it began to die and go into the ground, it looked rough, but God had already promised it. From Columba's message of former rain, when he ended up his life, it produced a man called Martin Luther. Martin Luther was already a convert, converted. He was a monk in a monastery. He wasn't just somebody who went down and joined a monastery. He was already a Christian. He was already, you know, claiming to be in Christ and being saved and everything. But all at once, a message struck him. From where? Paul said, the just shall live by faith. When Martin Luther stepped out of there with that message to sow that seed of the just shall live by faith into that fifth age. It was a former rain as he brought it. But as the people received it, it became latter rain to them, or an alive word, a quickening, a harvest was there for each age. And you know what it produced? I said, you're going to have to hold on. Because you see, it was Luther's message that produced Wesley. You went with me for a while and then you dropped now. So you dropped off, so you know you dropped. You went, you was kind of looking and saying, that's a good point that Paul brought his message and Irenaeus stepped right out on Paul's message. Martin stepped right out on Irenaeus. Columbus stepped right out on. Now don't go to sleep on me and pretend you're asleep when you're sitting there in your head trying to figure out where I'm going. Just listen. Is it the word of God that the just shall live by faith? You realize then that when the messenger come at the end of the age, at the end of that age, as Columbus was in, it was ending up, Martin Luther walked on the scene and preached his message, former reign, of the just shall live by faith. The people took that and made it alive. And as they made that message alive, it became to them a latter rain or a connection or a harvest. And a man walked right out of there. Out of all of that Catholicisms, all of that problems, walked out a man called John Wesley. John Wesley said, I come to America to convert the heathen, found out I need to be converted myself. Martin Luther preached his message. Wesley stepped right up with sanctification. All right. What happened next? Wesley got the message of sanctification. He sowed a former reign of sanctification. Because he ain't no messenger can give you anything. The Holy Ghost is the only revealer of the word. I didn't say that. Your prophet said it. If you want that quote, be glad to find it. The Holy Ghost is the only revealer of the age. You know who the messenger to each age was? Do you want this? It was the Holy Ghost. But it was in a man. Right? But see, out of Luther's message come walked out Wesley. Out of Wesley's message come walked out. I got it in here somewhere where Brother Branham said, justification produce sanctification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and then the Word. All right. Now listen. So as John Wesley come forth and preached his message, former reign, what was the answer to John Wesley's message? Messenger comes to the end of the age. At the end of Wesley's age, the Wesley come to the end of Luther's age. Come on. We got him laying here. At the end of Wesley's age came Azusa Street. Yeah. Azusa Street. Azusa Street was the latter rain to Wesley's message of sanctification. Justification makes way for sanctification. Sanctification makes way for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I got them laying here. I don't preach without stuff laying in front. So come up later and ask me where you want it. I got them laying right here. It's you that got the notes, you've got the notes on it. Okay? You come forth with Azusa Street. My brother Random says it. So we got them laying here. The masterpiece, he said, justification made a way for sanctification. Sanctification made a way for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost made a way for the Holy Ghost itself to come right down in perfection back to the Word again to manifest itself. That's 1964. Mm-hmm. But see, that's where the key that Brother Branham comes in at to explain. But we don't want to read these. Questions and answers. Go ahead with number 7. We'll start reading a little bit. Questions and answers on the seals. Justification, leave that one. where they can read it. Justification is the work of the Holy Spirit. Sanctification is the work of the Holy Spirit. But the baptism, okay, that's this question. That's the reason it took a prophetic prophet to come down. No messenger to the age. Sure. See, you don't want that. You think that's destroying Brother Branham. No way. Come on. Reading it took a prophetic prophet to come down. No messenger to the age. Brother Branham was not the messenger to Laodicea. Come on, we got the quote. We'll read it in a minute. What did he say? On the message feast of the trumpet, it come with the message of Pentecost. If I come with a message of Pentecost, it would be in the Laodicean church age, and it wouldn't be right. But see, we don't want to read that because it blows our mind. How can we get to? Okay, that's the reason it took a prophetic prophet. You see, a prophet came. Holy Ghost came. He is the prophet. We was overseas with a man. And he asked me what I thought about what he presented, and I answered it. I said, first off, you're trying to make Brother Branham to be come to John on Patmos. And I said, I don't agree with that. I said, why will you disrespect all the other prophets and not allow all of it? You may believe Brother Branham come to John on Patmos, but I don't. I believe it was the Holy Ghost that come to John on Patmos. It was the prophet. I said, why you want to degrade it all? Why don't you make that and it won't come to John on Patmos be the Holy Ghost, God himself, the prophet? He hadn't talked to me since then. I don't mean he hadn't talked to me. He hadn't talked to me about that. All right. See, that's the reason it took a prophetic prophet to come down. No messenger of the age, because the Holy Ghost came himself in the fullness of the baptism. Holy Ghost come on Azusa Street in the fullness of the baptism. Now, brother so-and-so that cannot preach error said that Azusa Street and all was false. I told him I didn't agree with it. Because he said it right here. I don't agree with it. I believe what he said. Okay? Because the Holy Ghost came himself in the fullness of the baptism. Where? Azusa Street. Watch now. You say, well, wait a minute. But at the end of the age, and it always ends upon the others, we find there then the messenger sent, and all of these scruples and things are to be placed in their places like that. Then the rapture comes for the church. Okay? No messenger to the age. Go ahead to number 8. Which is the first seal. We explain the messenger to the age. Let the prophet explain the messenger to come. Paul come at the end of the age. We find out that Irenaeus come at the end of the age. Martin, end of the age. Luther, end of the Catholic age. Watch him. And what? Wesley, at the end of the Lutheran age. Can you read? Now watch. And Pentecost, at the end of the age of sanctification, through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And at the end of the Pentecostal age, we are supposed to receive, according to the word, as God helped me tonight to show you through here, that we are to see, receive a messenger that will take all of those loose ends out there and reveal the whole secret of God for the rapturing of the church. Who was the messenger to Azusa Street? The Holy Ghost. Okay, wait a minute. I'll give it to you. Okay, go to number 10. Got number 10? Which is God's only provided place of worship. Now, the Pentecostals, that brother, I believe one of his eyes was out. A colored brother who really started the Pentecostal message in California, old Azusa Street. He was laughed at because he was a Negro. He was made fun of, but he brought the message for that age. Just a little body, a fellow could hardly sign his own name, but the Lord had revealed to him that this was the age for the restoration of the gifts, and they come. No matter what said, it come.
That's right.
Who's the messenger to Azusa Street? Said, no, Brother Branham said, no messenger of the age. He said, because the Holy Ghost came himself. Well, you're making another man. No, I'm not. There's seven men in the stature of a perfect man, but there's eight manifestations of God. Now, we'll tie Brother Branham into that if you want to go all the way, but let's just get the rest of what we're doing. Where did we get to? Okay. Wesley caught the message of sanctification, and he preached that message to the people. There was the former rain. The people became the message that he had preached. And there's your latter rain, or the quickening, the harvest. To prove it, out of their walk, John Wesley. John Wesley believed what Luther had preached. But he knew there was more to it. So he stepped forth with his message. What? A former rain then, a message of Wesley. And what come from that? If you're following me, I'm getting you to look at the people that's in each age. The people is the one that's the alive word. Trying to get you to see what you are. Amen. Well, I just don't see nothing. Well, go ahead. But you see, when Azusa Street started off, that colored man with the one eye, Seymour's and all that come down through, what was the other one? Daddy Seymour, was that his name? In Haywood's and all. They come, you ought to go to Jamaica and go over there and listen to those people. Of oneness. They're oneness, bud. They knowed every scripture that I tried to bring. The only thing they backed up in five services was when I brought out Melchizedek and who he was. They'd never seen that, and they just kind of, it just went through. And I had to explain it. Because they'd never seen who Melchizedek was. Because he was Almighty God. You see what I'm talking about? So Azusa Street with the gifts and Daddy Seymour and them, the oneness doctrine, Azusa Street was Pentecostal, of a Pentecostal group was actually Trinitarians. Most of you probably don't even know that. Azusa Street was Trinitarians. Out of there came the oneness through Seymour and all of them bringing out the oneness doctrine. And the oneness doctrine had come back, and the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ had already been started using before Brother Branham stepped on the scene. Sure. Amen. That's right. Read your history.
That's right.
Amen. Or at least read Brother Branham, you'll hear him. So what happened? The people become what the messenger on the day of Azusa Street had brought. And they become a latter rain to that. Out of there stepped a man. It had a special work. We just read. He preached the faith of the fathers until he saw it in stature of perfect man. He preached it to bring it to the people. That was the former reign, the teaching reign of the prophet in the early ministry. And then the latter reign to that was a people that began to believe it. And from there stepped forth the last messenger of the messengers. Okay. Then Brother Branham, now listen, I got to finish it up. Brother Branham then was the latter rain to everything that had been brought. Him and his message. Now, not him. No, we're not talking about it. It's the message. His message was the latter rain. His message begun in the opening of the seals and the things thereafter. Before then, it was work of restoration. His message was not a restoration. His message, listen careful. His message was the word spoken from the lips of a man that had never been understood before in all the Bible. It had never been understood. It stepped from a man's lips. He became the messenger of Malachi 4. Produced. A prophet. Malachi 4 was just a return to faith of the fathers. Spoken word of original seed. If you'll read it, you'll get it. But you're not going to read it because you don't want to understand it. You want to stay in your blackened out situations of where you're at and be justified in your own thoughts. Well, what do you think's the reason we're here 50 years after the prophet? But I taught this 50 years ago. See, then Brother Branham stepped forth from all of those things back there behind and brought his message starting in 63. Somewhere 62 into life, going in 63. 3.5 years. And see, the people has got to become that message. Or there's no latter rain to his message. Do you understand me? If there's not a latter rain, I've got it written in here and I got a quote from the prophet. If that latter rain don't take place, your former was wrong. You better get serious. If this message don't produce Jesus Christ, then we've all missed it. Okay? See, as John preached and Jesus became the latter rain, we see in the latter days that Azusa Street people preached the message. And the prophet stepped out on that. Then he had to connect to the faith of the fathers and get that sewed down completely to where the word would be correct. And those seals can't be something different from the stature of a perfect man and the things of the before then. That's why I differ with these brothers that say Brother Branham was corrected and here later he changed his doctrine. Come and show me. But see, you don't want to hear that. Well, why don't some of you people out there that's listening to what I'm saying, why don't you go to your pastor and tell him that? And why don't you get him by the nap of the neck and the seat in the britches and bring him here? No, you ain't going to do it because you're scared of him. I mean, your soul is the most important thing that could ever be. And yet you won't fight for your soul. I'm fighting for mine with everything that I've got. I'm trying my best to get you to see, like illustrating it. Out of one age, it produced another age. Out of that age, produced another age. Out of that, produced another. Out of that, produced another. And when it comes to this last age, it produced Azusa Street with the messenger being the Holy Ghost. And that Holy Ghost could come forth in a prophet and start preaching back to the face of the fathers and get back to the face of the fathers, then his message could open. Because that's what he said on Spoken Word and Written on Seed. He said, as of yet, Lord, something's wrong. I preached my heart out. I preached the face of the fathers. I preached it right. And what's wrong? He said, Malachi 4 ain't fulfilled. So Malachi 4 had another part, right? What was the two parts that we've always been quoting? 327 Church Age Book, this messenger, Malachi 4, Luke 17, 30, whatever it says. We'll break two things. One, turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the Father. Two, reveal the seven thunders, which is a revelation contained in the seven seals. It'll be these divinely revealed mystery truths that literally turn our hearts back. Read it! The prophet brought a message that's to stand between time and eternity. Now, what did Brother Branham say that he came to do? You can talk about faith of God. But what about this quote? That this prophet would be pointing to the skies to a word-born bride at the coming of Jesus Christ. See, you and I have got to be a latter rain. Now listen. Don't go haywire, because this latter rain will take us to a harvest. There is not another one coming. We've reached the end of all things. The prophet has brought his message. The people become his message. And as they become his message, then they go forth. Okay, let's get one more. Go ahead, number 11. Let's get to number 11, which is 340. Lady of Sin, Church Age. Okay. That comes down, get the whole thing of the set down of the Church Age and the thing. And when it comes to Wesley, the voice of the Word and the people and the revelation of God, and then watch what it comes up in there. God raised up others, and so he has gone on through the years until in this last day there is again another people in the land who under their messenger will be the final voice to the final age. Now, I didn't say that. Don't get upset with me because I found it. The bride is to be the final voice. No, Brother Branham's the final voice. Read what he said. This last day people is another people in the life land under their messenger. Can only bring what their messenger brought. It's what I said. Go home. Type into your computer former and latter rain. Now you may have to type in former and latter rain, then you have to type in latter. You know. But type it in and see how many times Brother Brown spoke of former and latter rain. And how that he spoke of down through the ages. And how he brought it up to Azusa Street. And said they had the word. And he stepped right out and brought the message. You see, we've got to make alive. We've got to make alive what he brought. If not, there is no latter rain. Now, you want to stay a little while and let me quote one more. Why is the latter rain withholding in the last days? Who's got the scripture? Why is the latter rain withholding? Nobody's saying nothing, so, I mean, don't blame me later and come up, well, I knowed what it was. I just didn't want to show you up. Don't worry about it, because I can't even remember what it is myself. It just come to me, but I know it's Bible. It says, thou hast a whore's forehead. You ever heard that one? And because of that, the rain has been withholding. I'll find that for you. Some of it in your computers run it fast, because that's the scripture. Thou hast a whore's forehead. What's a whore's forehead? The denominational whore prostitute systems. Are your ideas and mine contrary to the word? Thou hast a whore's forehead. Said, thereby the rain has been withholding. What about it? So, Brother Dale, you just throw everything to us too hard. Somebody said the other day, he said, how long are you going to be on this series? It's 40-something sermons on Elias. I said, I'm going to try not to do too many. But I'll preach till you understand. Now, if there's any questions, then you come with the questions. We'll have a whole series of questions. But I want one fast line through to where you'll understand. Now, listen. John spoke it. Jesus became it. Jesus spoke it. See, each one, former line, latter line. Jesus spoke it. The disciples became it. Paul spoke it. The people became it. Brought into Irenaeus, Martin, Columba, brought in all. And come to this last days. That this messenger is to turn us back. Or have a harvest rain. Or, the prophet said, rapture and faith. Where did he say the rapture and faith lays? In these books and tapes. In these books and tapes. What do we need something else for? Well, if brother, if we could ever get it. Have you heard that, brother so-and-so? Oh, man, he's on fire. Thank God for some that are on fire. Thank God. I ain't going to throw off on them. But I'm just going to ask, what are they bringing? Is it to help you and me to understand who we are to be? Or is it still just trying to prove Brother Branham was a prophet? I think we ought to know that. Let's stand. Let's just sing. I love him. Anybody has a need? You have a question about anything I say, you ask me. I'll be glad to tell you. Or tell you it ain't mine. I love him. Anybody have a need? I love him because he first loved me. Brother Branham said, see, you don't listen. Brother Brown said, here comes the former rain with the latter rain on it. We can follow that. Watch him. He said, here comes the latter rain with the former on it. That's done gone. We didn't get it. But if you'll look at it, at what I've been trying to bring, former and latter rain. Nonetheless, one word. You realize if God spoke to you today and revealed to you something I said, that's a former rain teaching, it's in the quickening of the latter to you. But see, tomorrow, that becomes former. That you hear today and make manifest today, tomorrow is a former. You may not follow that line, but that's true. That's why to me, it's encouraging to just keep moving straight forward. Take every day as it comes and say, thank you, God, that was the latter, the former rain to reveal that to me. I see it. Tomorrow you try to explain it to somebody and you know yourself it's done gone from you so much that you can't explain it, right? What you saw one day, the next day, it's a former. Because there's a latter to every day. Father, we thank you. We ask you to just bless us. We go eat a natural meal. Bring us back together in you. Forgive our sins and lead us. Keep us in your love in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.